Unspoken is a podcast by Awino Awiti. It aims to take its listeners on a personal development journey where she talks about real life topics and stories that are often not talked about. So sit down, get comfortable, and sip easy chai tea or coffee, and let's figure this thing called life one podcast at a time. Remember to also interact with us on our socials at Unspoken Podcast KE and at Awino Awiti on all social media platforms. Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Unspoken. Yay! Apparently this is our last episode. This is our last episode of 2022, but we are grateful for this. I hope you have achieved at least half of the goals that you had set for 2022. You remember those resolutions, those two resolutions that you had at the beginning of the year. I hope you have achieved at least half of them. If you had written something on your vision board, I hope you have achieved half of them. In fact, maybe even all of them. So congratulations for reaching this far. And welcome to this episode of Unspoken. So speaking of 2022, this episode is dedicated specifically to just reminisce and just review how our 2022 has been, or rather how my 2022 has been. By the way, how my 2022 has been. One major highlight for 2022 is that I got back to podcasting. So if you don't know, I started podcasting in 2020 and then I stopped for some unknown reasons. For some unknown reasons. I used to say that I was not in a good creative space. That is the reason that I used to have. But so in May this year, I got back to podcasting. And I am glad I did that. I am glad. I'm grateful for the friends who pushed me, by the way. There were some friends who were asking me, "Yo, girl, where are your podcasts? Where are your podcasts? We need more episodes." So I decided, let me do this shit. I was born for this thing. Have you ever heard of that thing that your dream is in you for a reason? Something like that. So I got back to podcasting and I'm loving it here. I am loving it. This is me coming to you on a very, very cold December. Man, this December is not Decembering. Someone will say, this December is not Decembering. It's so cold. It's so cold and it's raining day and night. If you want to go out, you just think twice. Like, it's raining. Sijaona December kama hii, by the way. It's raining day and night and it's so freaking cold. But it is what it is. We are glad we are here. Glad tunamaliza mwaka. I'm coming to you here on a 27th December. A very cold 27th December 2022. And it's like 4 days. 4 days to the end of the year. 4 days to the end of 2022. Wow. 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 Wow, 4 days to the end of 2022. What are you grateful for? What are you grateful for 2022? How was your 2022 like, by the way, you guys? How was your 2022 like? I'm sure it was filled with some, of course, ups and downs for everyone. Ups and downs. But we are here to celebrate our victories. To celebrate our victories. And we are here walking to 2023 like, we own it. Like naskianga nowadays, people wanagopa kusema. People fear saying that this is my year. Like, so for now, see, 2023 is coming. People fear saying like 2023 is my year because they think that they will jinx it. 2020 taught people a lesson that you should not say that, but no, manze, manifestation. Affirm it. Affirm it and believe it. 2023 is gonna be that year. Me, I'll say it. 2023 is gonna be that year. So, 2022. Yeah, 2022. How was your 2022? How was your 2022? So this episode is just dedicated to reviewing my 2022 highlights. My 2022 highlights, what stood out for me, what I'm going to work on. My major highlight for 2022 was the month of May. May was that month for me, by the way. May was that month for me. In 2022, May was a special month for me. I even came up with something, hashtag Money May, when the month was starting. I remember when May was starting, I came up with a slogan for May, Money May. You guys, by the way, manifestation works. By the way, you guys, manifestation works. Manifestation is real and it works. Affirming and manifesting, that shit works. I will tell you for free. That shit works. When May started, I just manifested Money May. Like May is good. I just said, May is going to be that month for me, guys. I just told myself that May is gonna be that month for me. May is gonna be that month for me. I coined the thing Money May, and even most of my friends started using it. Money May. I coined that thing. I just told myself once, May is gonna be that month for me. And so far, May is my best month for 2022. One, because imagine May was the month where I got back to podcasting this year. May was the month I recorded my first podcast in 2022, by the way. I recorded my first, after not recording a podcast for almost a year, I recorded my first podcast in May 2022. May, I did that thing in May. I did that thing in May. So May like stood out for me. May was that month. So number one, on my 2022 highlights, I got back to podcasting. That was so real for me. I got back to podcasting. That was a major highlight for 2022. Got back to podcasting. Number two. I'm sure you know. If you're a fan of this podcast, you know what my number two is. Can you guess? I'm sure if you are a fan of this podcast, you know what my number two is. Number two is, baby girl, bag that degree. The degree was bagged. So I finished school. I finished campus in 2022. And some will say, it's just a normal thing. No, it's a milestone. It's a huge milestone for me. I finished campus after 4 years of cuts and assignments and projects. I conquered it. Nilimaliza your shit. So in 2022, I finished campus and I graduated. You know, it's one thing to finish and it's another thing to graduate, if you don't know. So I finished campus and graduated by the top of the class, if I do say so myself. Yeah, so baby. Oh, so here I am. I graduated by the top of my class. Top of my class. I passed very highly. I graduated top of my class from Masene University. And that was a huge milestone for 2022. That stood out for me. By the way, if there's a highlight for 2022, graduating, finishing school and graduating and just getting done with that degree. Oh, man, that was a big highlight. That is a major, major, major highlight for me. And I'm so proud of myself. I am so proud of myself. So to all the class of 2022, manze, big up, congratulations. My classmates, I know some of you listen to this podcast. To my classmates, the class of 2022, theater practitioners, manze, big up, congratulations to us. I'm wishing you guys all the best in your endeavors. So that was my number two highlight for 2022. Number three. Sorry, guys, I have a cold. I have a very, very serious cold, if you'll excuse my voice. So number three, where are we? Number three, my big highlight for 2022. My other highlight for 2022 is, I started working. I work now, by the way, guys. I work now. And I work at a radio station. Imagine. I currently work at a radio station. That is a major highlight for me. That is something for me. Like, I finished school and I started working. I started as an intern and now I'm working. Like, it's a major highlight. It's big. It's big for me. I started working even before I could graduate. Hey, who is God? Who is God? So, Aki, that is a major highlight for me. Like, it's a big, big highlight for me. I started working at a radio station, which is one of my dreams to work at a radio station, maybe media, theater, and I started working at a radio station. So I'm happy. It's a major highlight for me. In case you're wondering what tradition is, kama ujui tradition gani, wesi fanwa hii podcast. I'm kidding. So I work at Urban Radio. If you know what, if you know Urban, if you listen to Urban Radio, and if you don't, tebu go and listen to Urban Radio. Go and listen to Urban Radio. So I that is number three, a big highlight for me. I work at Urban Radio. I'm working now. I finished school. I'm podcasting. Who said you can't have it all? Who said you can't have it all? A girl can have it all. Yeah, so that was a big highlight for me, working on radio. And the experience has been mind-blowing. I didn't think, by the way, I'll end up in the media industry. I didn't think I would end up in the media industry. I always thought that I would be there in theater major, or doing film. But of course, I'm still doing that on the side. But I always thought that I'll be that a drama teacher, or a music teacher, or a director. I'm a script writer. That's what I thought I'll do, because that's what I majored on in school. But here I am on radio, and I love radio. I'm so passionate about radio. So yeah, I work at a band radio. That is a big highlight for me for this year. Another highlight. Oh, did I finish talking about telling you guys about the graduation party? Yeah, so I graduated top of the class, and it was a big deal for me. My family threw for me a very big graduation party. Even them, it was a major nini for them. So they threw for me a graduation party and blah, blah, blah. I cried on that day. I was so emotional. Like, it was an emotional day for me. But all in all, The degree was bagged. And now it's time to chase the bag. So those are the three major highlights for me for this year. Three major highlights for me for this year. And these three things, if I do say so myself, like, I remember when the year started, I wrote a vision board. I wrote down my vision board. It was on my phone. Like, the main thing was, I wanted to graduate. I wanted to just finish school and graduate. And I achieved that. I ticked it. Ni like a big tick. The day your list ilitoka, nilikuwa tu like, I did this. Like, so I graduated. That was in my vision board, graduating. And my other thing that was on my vision board was also, like, I had prayed to God that if I finish school, like, place me somewhere. Let me just get something to do. And imagine I did. Immediately when I finished school, I got my internship at Urban Radio. Okay. Aki vision boards work, and God is real, and dreams can be achieved. And look at me all being a motivational speaker. But yeah, that's true, guys. So one thing I will advise you listening to this podcast now, as the year comes to an end, as we are 4 days to close down 2022, if you've never been a fan, a person of writing your visions down, writing your dreams down, this is your sign. By the way, this is your sign. As you head to 2023, write down your vision board. Create your vision board. Create those things that you want to achieve in 2023. Create them. Write them, live them, and see them every day when you wake up. Let that be your motivation when you wake up. You just and look at your vision board and see, like, no, you are chasing something. You are here for a reason. You are here for a purpose. So, yeah, number one to note on this podcast, create your vision board. I will tell you that. Ukimaliza tu kusikiza hii podcast, go down, pick your pen, work on your vision board, and print it. You can even print it out and put it beside your bed, so that every morning when you wake up, when you feel unmotivated, when you feel discouraged, just look at your vision board and remember, you have things to do, you have dreams to achieve, and it works. And manifest your dreams to life, guys. Manifest your dreams to life. Manifesting works. If you don't think it works, imagine it works. Manifesting works. I think I have an episode on manifestation here on this podcast. Yes, of course I do. Manifesting works. Like, you just wake up and say, I'm going to do this. Like, manifesting works so much. So guys, go and create your vision board. That is a takeout from this podcast. Create your vision board. If you've never done that, create your vision board for 2023. And next year, 2023, when 2023 is done and we come back here again, utaniambia, by the way, you will tell me if it has not worked. It will work. Create your vision board, manifest your dreams to life, and you'll achieve what you want. Another thing. So, 2023 was like, I think it was a unique year for me. Like, it was that year that stood out. Like, it is that year where, of course, I finished school. I'm no longer now a student. Like, it's also the year that I went independent, by the way. I went, like, fully independent. Like, I am now fully independent. Like, what I want is up to me. Like, the dreams, like, where I want to be in life depends on me. You know, that shit is so scary. That shit is so scary. So 2022 was that year that it's changing the game. It's changing the game for me. Like, it's changing the game. It's the year where I'm taking the first step into, like, my career, into being an official taxpayer. That's the word. It sucks, by the way. Into being an official taxpayer. I'm an official taxpayer, man. It sucks. Who is that kid that I was, Kitambo? So, yeah, 2022 was that year. Was that year for me. And 2022, of course, I have my favorite things in 2022. I have some favorite things in 2022. Things that happened that stood out for me. Things that, my favorites, of course. Oh, I'll start with the podcast. The podcast thing was now the first one. Where when I came back to podcasting, I like changed how I do my podcast. I changed the views. So now I have segments where I host artists. I have segments where I just rant, and I have segments where I hook you up on my best songs, my best playlist. Man, that is growth. That is growth. If you have not listened to my very first episodes, you should go and listen to that. Those first episodes are like 3 minutes, 5 minutes. And sometimes I feel like deleting them because the quality is so bad. But then I tell myself, no, that I want the journey to be seen. I want you guys to see the journey of where the podcast came from. And here we are, not quite there yet, but we are making the steps. We are heading there. Cindy, we're heading there. So next year, 2023 is here. It's here, guys. Next year is here. And what do you want to achieve? 2022 was that year. It's safe to say that 2022 was a good year for me. I would say 2022. Although ilianza vibaya. I remember 2022, ilianza vibaya. It started on a very low note where I lost kwanza my phone. I lost my phone and I was so bored. Like, Kai, I felt so bad. It started like rough. It was rough. But as the year progressed, I'm just here to say, man, thank God I managed this 2022. I achieved 3/4 of the things that was on my vision board. I achieved almost all the things that were on my vision board. And I'll say I'm happy. I'm happy. So, back to entertainment. I'm here to hook you guys, of course. I'm that girl who hooks you up with my favorite things. So, my 22, I created a list of my 22 faves. 2022 faves. My 2022 faves. My favorites for 2022. So, these are the songs that, like, really stand out for me in 2022. Number one, of course, if you know me, you know my favorite song is Baby Redeem. My favorite song is Baby Redeem by Fave. That is my favorite song since last year and still, but it's my favorite song. So that was top of the list. Top favorite, Baby Redeem by Fave. I think Ndacheza Kwa podcast. Kwani. If you haven't heard of Baby Redeem, here it is.
I wanna take a picture so this could last longer for me. Yeah. Take my secrets, got them like precious money. I never want to hear you quiet, so I write songs for you.
So I write songs for you. And I believe, yes I believe, I'm falling for you like a thief, breaking the knees. Cause when I see you, I feel to steal the keys to your heart again. Yeah, yes I believe, yes I believe, I'm falling for you like a thief, breaking the knees. Cause when I see you, I feel to steal the keys to your heart again. My baby bad, my baby good, my baby all the things I need. My baby bust up the silence, my baby bust up the silence. My baby bad, my baby good, my baby all the things I need. My baby bust up the silence, bust up the silence. Steady your danger for me. I wanna take a picture so this could last longer for me. Take my secrets, got them like precious money. I never want to hear you quiet, so I write songs for you. So I write songs for you. Opposition, they come left and right, but I don't care. Pop up they are front, say leave you, but I die there. No more milk or malt, cause you are my only strength. Better reach up, boy. I know that you're my best, 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 best. And I believe, yes, I believe, I'm falling for you like a thief, breaking the knees. Cause when I see you, I feel to steal the keys to your heart again. And I believe, yes, I believe, I'm falling for you like a thief, breaking the knees. Cause when I see you, I feel to steal the keys to your heart again. My baby bad, my baby good. My baby, all the things I need. My baby, bust up the silence. So, my baby, bust up the silence. So, my baby, bad. My baby, good. My baby, all the things I need. My baby, bust up the silence. So, bust up the silence. So,
big daddy girl.
Yeah, that is my favorite song. That's my favorite jam. So I realized how dope reggae music is. Guys, imagine reggae music is underrated. If you don't listen to reggae, if you do not listen to reggae and you're listening to this podcast, this is a sign. Go and listen to reggae, guys. Just go and try. If you haven't listened to reggae, kunala say people say that reggae ni ama rasta, like reggae ni ama ordinary. No, reggae is dope and it's so authentic. They will just say nobody can stop reggae. Ask yourself why they say nobody can stop reggae. Man, reggae music is dope. I'm hooking you guys up. Reggae music is dope, dope, dope. So this year is when I started listening to reggae vizuri, like vizuri, and where reggae is dope. So reggae music stood out for me. I have some major favorite songs like UB40. I have like, I love UB40's Jam, I'll Be There. Those are my favorite songs for UB40. I love UB40. I love Richie Spice. So reggae music is dope. Songs. I have a few lists of my favorite jams, like there's a whole Afrobeat playlist, a whole Ugandan playlist. Oh, there's some Ugandan song that stood out for me from this singer called Winnie Nwaji from UG. It's called Malaika. There's R&B. If you haven't listened to Caesar's album, latest album is so dope. By the way, I'm currently listening to Caesar's album and it's so, 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 so dope. I love it. Here's my favorite Caesar song.
Step out, get some air now. Let your edge out. Touch some iceberg, you'll be heavy in my mind. Can you get the heck out? I need rest now. Got me bummed out. You so, you so, you. Baby, baby, baby. I've been on my empty mind. Shit. I should've keep from losing the best in me. this is just urgent. Tryna make some simple little change, got me a war in my mind. Gotta let go and wait, can't keep what's holding me. Choose the right, but it will break up in front of me. All the while, I'll wave my arm, I'll feel it, a smile. I still wanna try, still believe in good days. Always inside, good that they've been in my mind. Told me I'm on my fears, my limitations, I disappear. If you let me, feeling like Jericho, feeling like Job when he lost his shit. Gotta hold my own, my cross to bear a long night. Ooh, way to dip, way to kill the mood. No, you like that shit, can't groove it, baby, baby.
Yeah, so that's just about it, about my favorite playlist for 2022. I hope you find some two jams that like you can vibe with them. On my 2022 favorites is series, of course, the series and movies that stood out for me in 2022. The series and movies, and in case you haven't watched them, this is your sign. Go and watch them. Go and check them out. I have good taste in movies, by the way. I have good taste. So yeah. Number one that stood out for me, the series that I watched, that it was just like, wow, this series is dope. The Cleaning Lady. So I watched Cleaning Lady. That is like my top best series in 2022 that I watched. The Cleaning Lady. If you haven't watched it, it's so dope. It's about a certain Kamama who is an immigrant in the US. She's an immigrant in the US. She doesn't have papers. She's an illegal immigrant, and she's a cleaning lady. So her work is cleaning toilets and cleaning after parties. So I'll be a spoiler. So there's a day she's at work cleaning, and then she witnessed an assassination. She was a witness for an assassination. Hey, go and watch. If that is not enough for you to go and watch that series, you will tell me. It is so dope. Go and watch The Cleaning Lady. It is so, so dope. And number two, best series. I know this is like old one. By the way, I'm watching Suits. I'm currently watching Suits. I won't lie. I am currently watching Suits. I've never watched Suits. When Suits was all the rave, when everyone was all the rave about Suits, I never watched Suits. So it's now that I'm watching Suits. And it's so dope. Like, I'm binge watching Suits. In this cold December, I'm just in my house watching Suits. I'm just binge watching. Because I nimefika season 6 and it's so dope. So I'm binge watching Suits. So if you are one of those people who have never watched Suits like me, go and watch Suits. Go and binge watch Suits. I'm in season 6. It's a dope series. So movies that stood out for me. Movies. I'll say The Woman King. The Woman King was a dope movie. Viola Davis was that. So The Woman King was a good one. Was a good movie for me. Yeah, so The Woman King was a good one for me. And The Wakanda, of course. The Wakanda, Black Panther 2 was also a good movie. Oh, and Nafsi. Did you watch Nafsi this year or not? This Kenyan film. There's this Kenyan film that was released. This is for Kina Belmutua. What is the name of that series? What is the name of that movie for Kina Belmutua? Click a Bang. What? Something like that. Click a Bang. It was a dope one. It was a good movie. A good Kenyan movie, by the way. It's good. And the Kenyan film industry is coming up so well. I'll say that because I'm also a filmmaker. Like, the Kenyan film industry is coming up so well. You can see the creativity. The movies are just coming up. So Click a Bang was a good movie. Nafsi, I think, was released last year, but it's now on Netflix. Now Kenyan film industry is going, like, it's coming up so well, and I'm happy to see it. I'm happy to see that the Kenyan film industry is coming up so well. So yeah. Another favorite, 2022 favorite. Another 2022 favorite was books, of course. Favorite 2022 books. Nowadays, I read. I make it a point to at least read a new book each month. Although I started late, I started media, but I tried it. I'll say I read at least 5 books. I'm a 6 books this year, and it's a big nini for me. I never used to be a big reader, but now I'm reading. So. Now, the first book that stood out for me that was a favorite for 2022 was It's Your Time by Joel Osteen. Wow, this book is so dope. Title, you can just hear, It's Your Time. Like, it's so, like, it is so encouraging and motivational. Like, It's Your Time by Joel Osteen. So you should go and check it out. If you are looking for something encouraging, a book that is encouraging, motivational, and it's been a quote my scriptures, but it's a good book from Joel Osteen. That is my best book for 2022. My best read for 2022. My other best read for 2022 was Finding Me by Viola Davis. Ooh. Like, Viola did that thing this year, man. Not Woman King, not her being the star of Woman King, not her being that badass lady in Woman King, being the main character. And now Viola Davis had a book. She also wrote a book, Finding Me. Ooh, and that book is like, ooh, that book is so, so dope, so inspiring. It is so inspiring. Go check it out. Finding Me by Viola Davis. It is so dope, so dope, so dope. Number three, the third book that stood out for me was Trevor Noah's book. Trevor Noah's book. Just go and check out Trevor Noah's book. And you saw the title. Sorry, I forgot the title. But just go and check out Trevor Noah's book. So those are the three books that stood out for me. What? They're so encouraging. And I still have them. They stood out for me this year. Those are some good books. If you haven't read them, go and read them. And if you have not adapted the habit of reading, please do. Please, please, please do. Reading really helps your mind. So yeah, guys, I think that is about it for my favorites. I know I have other favorites like fashion, but it's a podcast for crying out loud. I don't think, like, if I say what my favorite fashion items are, mutazi get. So like, those are like what I think I'll hook you guys up on. So yeah, that is just about me 2022. Yeah, so 2022 has been a good year. I met a lot of amazing people, a lot of inspiring people. I did things that I didn't think I would ever do. I sat on tables that I don't think I would ever sit on. So chase your dreams. This is just me here encouraging you guys to, as we finish 2022 and as we come to the end of 2022 and head to 2023, sit yourself down. Jite mkutano. Just sit yourself down and review your 2022. Review how your 2022 was and what you need to work on your 2023, because that's basically what I always do. Review it. And that's why I'm encouraging you guys to do a vision board. Write a vision board. Have your own vision board where you review your goals, what you want to achieve in 2023. It is going to be so, so, so dope. Me, on top of my vision board, there is gym, working out. I have decided 2023, I want that bikini body. So to gym, working out, and eating healthy is part of my 2023 goals. Working out and just eating healthy and taking this podcast international. This podcast needs to be international. Like, just another goal for me in 2023 is to, like, expound, increase my audience massively in this podcast. Increase my audience massively in this podcast. And not only in Kenya, but across the world. Because why not? Why not? This kagal needs to be heard out there. Sindio. This kagal needs to be heard out there. Needs to be heard out there. So those are one of my big major goals in 2023. And to maybe travel the world, see the world for what it is, travel the world, do some great things. So those are just a few things that I want to achieve in 2023. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Unspoken. Our last episode, this is episode 23. I need to work extra hard. I need to like work extra hard. So I want to try in 2023 to release an episode each week of the podcast on Unspoken. Each week. I need to do that. So that by the end of next year, I reach the 100 episodes mark. Because why not? I can do this. So that is also one of my visions. One of my dreams in 2023, like, to release an episode each week. So help me, God. So, guys, I think it's a wrap. It's a wrap for 2022. And thank you, thank you, thank you for all those people who listen to my podcast. Thank you for all those who share my episodes. Imagine my podcast is blowing up and you guys don't know. You guys don't know. You guys don't know. Squeezy, like nowadays I open my podcast, the episode, the app, like Napata plays out of nowhere. Like my latest episode now is like at 1,122. Please, and I released it not less than a week ago. Guys, who are these 1,000 people? Who are you? Speak up. Speak up. But thank you. Thank you. I'm so, like, my heart is full. My podcast is like growing massively at a big, and I'm here to say I appreciate you guys. I see you guys. I see you. I see you. I see you guys. And I am promising 2023, like, it's going to be big, manze. 2023. Crossing my fingers, 2023 is going to be big. I'm going to like, I want to release a podcast each week. I want to like put out dope content out there for you guys and just do this shit, man. So yeah, that's what I want for my 2022. So guys, thank you. Thank you so much for the support. Thank you for the love, for supporting my podcast, my art. Thank you for 2022, basically. Thank you for 2022. 2022 was a good year for me. And 2023 will be better. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. 2023 is going to be big and better. 2023, we are going to be big. Like 2022, we were just laying the foundation. We were just laying the foundation in 2022. 2023, we're going all out. We is going all out. So yeah, this is our last episode for the year 2022. It's episode 23, our last episode for 2022. I tried. I did my best. Thank you for the support. Thank you for the love. And I hope 2023 is kind to you guys. I hope 2023 is kind to you. I hope 2023 is that year for you. I hope 2023 be that year for you. And put God first. As much as you want 2023 to be that year for you, put God first. Tell God what you need. Put it in your prayers. Put everything in prayer. Work on your vision board. And of course, work hard. Don't just write your vision board there and you don't work hard for it. Don't just have goals and you don't work hard for your goals. Work hard. Work smart. Chase the bag. Don't give up. Be kind. Like I always say, manze, kindness. If you can be anything in the world, be kind. If you can be anything in the world, manze, just be kind. So be kind, work hard, be disciplined, and why not? You'll achieve your dreams. You will achieve those dreams of yours. So to all those who tuned into my podcast, my fans, thank you for tuning in. Remember to also interact with me on my podcast. You know, most of you people listen to my podcast and I don't know you guys. Like, I want to know my community. I want to know you guys. So like, if you listen, just leave a comment there. I always leave like a Q&A on every podcast of mine. So feel free and tell me where you're listening in from, what you want me to talk about, so that I can know you guys, because most of you are ghost listeners. But I'm not complaining, but I'm happy. I'm glad 2022 was a good year. So as we come to the end of 2022, Be safe. Usipiga sherehe ujisahau. January is coming here. January is coming. Now you know what January is. 61 days of January. January, and it's 61 days. It's coming. It is coming. So don't overspend. Don't live above your limits. Live according to how you can manage. Usipiga sherehe sana ujisahau. Stay safe, of course. Be close to your family. Be close to your family members. And I guess I'll see you guys in 2023. Sindio. Bye.